Hello. No, it's not a bad time. My next meeting isn't for half an hour. I can spare you a few minutes. So, how can I help you? I don't have all day. Come on, out with it. Well, yes, I guessed that you wanted to talk to me. Go on. What about the Christmas party? Oh, right. I nearly forgot about that. Yes, I was there, and you were too. I mean, I'm your manager. It'd be strange if we ignored each other, right? What of it? What do I remember? Well, I remember we had a civil and reasonable conversation about how your team is doing with our latest contract, and... Oh? Well, what happened after that is a little hazy, but the liquor was flowing, and if there's one night of the year when even someone in my position is allowed to relax, it surely... Yes, I kind of remember us having another conversation. Yes, the subject may have somehow drifted into personal matters. I asked about your current awkwardness when it comes to working alongside some of the more attractive female staff. You told me what the issue was, and then I offered some advice. Even if I don't remember exactly what it was, what was wrong with that? Why are you getting your phone out? Watch what exactly?
Hey, come on! Hold it straight! You watching this? I'll tell you why I want you recording this in a minute! God, you're always such a chatterbox! Now you see, a good worker, he listens when his boss is giving him good advice. That's how you get up the corporate ladder, Buster. And I'm gonna give you the best advice you ever had. So keep your phone on me. Make sure you keep what I'm saying for later. You got that? Now look, ain't nothing wrong with being, you know, a vegan at your age. Yeah, that's what I said. Nothing wrong with being a virgin. Now I'm not talking too loud. Gotta shout to be heard over the music. Well, now, then you need to kick up the ass. That's what you need. When the engine stalls, you need something to kickstart it, right? Right? And if you're getting all awkward around pretty girls at the office, you need a woman who doesn't mind you looking. Obviously. Yeah. So come on, Sonny. Check these beauties out. Yeah? My bare boobs helping with your shyness? Come on, don't get all embarrassed. Get a good look as I wiggle them for you. Woo-hoo! You like these babies? Yeah, I know what you needed. A bit of familiarity with a real pair of tits. See? Women don't get scared off just because you ain't got much experience. Some of them like the guy who...
Oh no. This is terrible. I can't believe I did that. Maybe I couldn't handle as much tequila as I thought I could. Is that really me? Let me watch it again. Oh, yes, it is. And then after I passed out, you just put a coat over me and left me on the couch to sleep it off? Oh my God. I am so sorry. How could I be so reckless? So inappropriate? I hit on one of my members of my staff. I sexually harassed you, shoved my breasts in your face. If this gets out, my reputation would be ruined, and I deserve nothing less. No, it is not okay. I'm above things like this. Nobody else can know what I... Oh my God. You came in here to blackmail me, didn't you? Oh no, you've got me over a barrel. You know I'd do anything to stop that video from getting out.
Oh, that's a likely story. I don't think for a minute you really came in here to delete it in front of me and that we'd pretend it never happened. Oh, don't deny it. I just know you've got copies of it on your home computer, on the cloud, and that you're ready to send it to my superiors in an instant if I don't do what you want. And I know exactly what you want, you monster.
You want my body. You've been plotting to turn your boss into a sex slave in your cum dumpster, haven't you? Yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense. I've seen you, looking at me across the office, undressing me with your eyes. I could almost feel your hands running down my trembling body. Oh, don't try to deny it. You might have everyone else fooled, but even when you were acting so innocent, I could feel that raw masculine lust you had for me. And I felt so exposed, so violated. You were waiting for a chance to strike, to make me yours.
And now you've got leverage on me. Right now, you can just take what you want, and I'm totally powerless to stop you.
It's so humiliating, knowing I'm about to be fucked silly by one of my own employees. Well, I can see just by looking at you, there's absolutely no point in begging for mercy. The stern line of your jaw, the manly power in your hands, that bulge swelling in your pants.
No, you don't need to say anything. I can see that if I want to avoid being exposed as a great big slut to the world, I've got no choice but to give you what you want.
All right. Just let me pull the blinds closed before you ravish me. Let me keep a little dignity, won't you? So, come on. You think you're such a big man, don't you? Blackmailing your boss so you can fuck her into a drooling mess.
So why don't you just take me already? I knew it. You can't keep your hands off me.
Oh, yes.
Kiss me harder. Mess up my lipstick.
I bet you want to punish me, right? For all those times I asked you to work late, dropped a pile of papers on your desk, and left without explanation or reprimanded you? I can feel that pent-up anger. I bet you just want to pull open my jacket.
So what if I'm wearing some nice lingerie under my suit? It's my office. I can wear whatever I want. It's not for you. I just like feeling attractive. Makes me feel more powerful and confident. Nothing to do with you. I wasn't hoping you would see that. Why would I think that? Don't make assumptions. Yes, it's a peephole bra. So what? It was the only one I had that wasn't in the wash. Why would you assume I would want someone to see it? It's not like I dreamed of someone. Dreamed of you unveiling it. Seeing how naughty it looks with my breasts enclosed in red silk. Lifted up and thrust forward. But totally exposed. My nipples so hard from rubbing against my jacket. I mean, it's not like I can stop you anyway from just using my breasts as your playthings. Just like that. Squeezing them. Massaging them. Tweaking the nipples with your fingers. Oh, God. You're just treating me like a piece of meat. It's so degrading. Yes, that's it. You're lifting my skirt. What's wrong with wearing stockings around the office? They're very practical, very comfortable. Yes, even with suspenders and a garter belt. Don't assume I wore them just in case someone lifted my skirt and ogled me. Same goes for the panties. Crotchless ones can be very comfortable. Convenient. It's not like I expected anyone to see them. Not like I thought one of my employees would blackmail me and see what a secret pervert I am. And maybe they do make it easier for you just to reach down, slip your fingers over my crotch, and just start rubbing it. But, that's not why I wore them. I can see this is getting you even harder, just fingering me. You like the thought of me wearing this under my suit? Are you imagining that every time you saw me, I was wearing something like this underneath? I bet if you'd known before, if you'd been looking up my skirt at the right moment when I went up the stairs or down my jacket during one of the many times I was leaning over your desk, you'd have just dragged me off to the supply closet right then and just taken me. Guess I'm so lucky that you never noticed, or that you were too damn polite to take advantage. I mean, that you never did anything before you had me in your trap. Oh, you're really rubbing my pussy. You're forcing me to get wet for you. Yeah, forcing. I bet you want me to suck your cock, don't you? I've been imagining. I mean, I can just imagine it. You just want to take a powerful, professional woman and just make her your slut, don't you? And there's no better way to degrade her just to force her on your knees on the floor of her own office. Oh, just like that. And unzip her pants. Come on. Yeah, like that. Push it in my mouth. You know I can't stop you. Oh my god, it's so hard. Does this get you hot? Forcing your boss to kneel down in her own office with her tits out and her skirt hiked up so her ass is just about grazing the floor? The rest of your coworkers just a thin set of blinds away from seeing she's sucking your cock? But I can tell you're not gonna stop there. You're gonna just take my head and fuck my face. Thrust that rock-hard cock between my lips and down my throat until I start choking. You want me gasping and my eyes watering. Don't deny it. I know what you want, so come on, you brute. What are you waiting for? Just take me. Oh, wow. You looked so quiet and unassuming, and I had no idea you could use a woman like that. Well, yes, of course I stopped before you came. I could tell that you're not gonna be satisfied with me just sucking cock. You want more. You wanna fuck me, don't you? I bet you wanna put it in raw, don't you? Well, not like I can stop you. It's a good thing I'm on birth control. I bet you wouldn't hesitate to get me pregnant if you had the chance. Just, have your way with me and knock me up. Yeah. Bend me over my desk. Spread my cheeks and just... Oh, I can't believe you're doing this. You're such a beast. So what if I sound like I'm enjoying it? Yeah. Push my head down on the desk. Oh, fuck, I think that was my keyboard. Oh, that's it. I'm in your power. I can't do anything to stop you. Oh, go in harder. I can take it. Oh, yeah, that's harder. Oh, that's so good. Not that it matters. Just promise me you'll destroy that video when you're finished with me. Oh, you're going so hard. You like the sight of my ass rippling every time you slam into me? Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Hey, what are you? Against the window of my office? Oh, just pressing my tits against the glass? Pinning my arms behind my back? And lifting my leg up? And oh, going so deep. Oh, and you're really speeding up. Oh, that's it. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, come on. Dominate me. Be a man. Show your boss who's really in charge here. Oh, use my body. Hard as you can. I'm so helpless. You can be as rough as you want, and I can't stop you. Pound me. Push me up against the glass. Flatten my tits against it. And you just don't care if anyone's watching, do you? Such a brute. Such a rough, savage man. Oh, God. I'm being blackmailed. Dominated. Fucked silly. I'm yours, baby. You're gonna come? Oh, I'm close to. Not that you care. You just wanna fill me up with your hot cum. So, come on. Come in me. Come in your boss. Oh, yes. Like that. Keep fucking me. Keep fucking me. Oh, going so deep. Up against the window in my slutty lingerie. Oh, gonna come. Nearly there. Oh, you're almost there too? Do it. Come in me. Oh, I'm coming. That was so good. Even though I had no choice. Oh. You put so much into me. Oh my God, it's dripping out. You're right. I'm not a boss in bed. I'm just a helpless, horny woman. You really took control. I was totally powerless. No, really. But did you enjoy it enough to spare me? You're not gonna expose what a dirty, slutty boss I am to the rest of the office, are you? Well, what I did was very unethical. You're right. So, I think that's good for one more round of blackmail before you delete that video. At least.